Roman and I have seen two movies with Tilda Swinton in recently.
And they were both excellent.
They were both excellent, very different. But the one I wanted to talk about was the new Jim Jarmusch called Only Lovers Left Alive, which is about vampires. And not your typical vampire movie at all.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Tilda as a vampire. And obviously a very ancient vampire.
Very ancient, clearly. So there was Tilda, her husband that she'd married three times, played by Tom Hiddleston.
Daughter?
Sort of daughter, Mia Wasikowska. And I just...
Wonderful John Hurt.
John Hurt.
Playing...
We shouldn't say who he was playing, but he was playing an interesting historical character.
Yes.
He happens to also have been a vampire. And it's interesting because they're all very artistic in different ways, and they hide the fact that they're incredibly old by basically giving their music to other people or their plays or their books to other people to produce under their own names. So they're a little annoyed about this to some extent, that they're not known for how fabulous they are.
It's interesting because it's... a philosophical vampire film.
Yes.
And that they spend a lot of the film discussing philosophy, history, art, drama, life, the meaning of life, these sorts of things. And it's all beautifully filmed.
It is very, very beautiful.
There are two main settings.
It's mainly set in Detroit, which is Adam. Tom Hiddleston's character lives in Detroit, and Tilda's living in Tangiers at the time.
Mm.
So it's set in those two areas. It's very much the decayed parts of Detroit you're looking at as well, and the sort of indie music. So it's beautiful to look at. Tom Hiddleston is his character is a depressed, suicidal, romantic vampire, basically.
What more could you want from a musician?
Playing ancient instruments. And the music's played by Jim Jarmusch's band Squirrel, and Josef van Vissen, who is a Dutch minimalist composer and lute player who also teaches medieval lute at universities.
It's got a wonderful sound.
Oh, it's an amazing atmospheric soundtrack, just really interesting. At the very least, you should go and listen to the soundtrack. It's incredible.
And it's a lovely film, beautiful film, wonderful soundtrack, Jim Jarmusch, of course.
Yep.
And, of course, love story for the ages between these two characters.
Absolutely. And nothing like when you think of vampire movies, it's not, you know, blood and gore and things like that. There's very little blood. There's very little killing, actually. Mostly accidental, actually, the killing parts of it. So it's nothing like a typical vampire movie. It's two people who have been together for a very long time and have time apart because, well, they've been together for centuries and centuries and centuries, talking about their life, really.
And apparently O negative is the preferred flavour.
Apparently, yes.
I don't know if your typical vampire fan would like this movie.
No, I'm not sure that they would either.
But certainly your Jim Jarmusch fan would love
it. The people who like the shiny, shimmery vampires, but strangely enough, might like it because it is a tortured love story, but not in a teenage way at all. But who knows? They may actually like it.
I doubt that.
Yes, so do I. But yeah, I just thought that gives them the option of liking it.
But it's a great film. It's well worth watching. It's a contemplative film punctuated by odd moments of action and reaction.
Yes.
And a very dark sort of... Tilda is glorious.
She is. She's excellent in it.
And even though the fact that she's wearing a head covering, headscarf and stuff, and she's in Tangiers. I just love the settings. If you haven't seen it, it's worth catching.
Yes, definitely.